It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming on YouTube at the Team 980. Anthony, what music are we starting the show with? Also, why are you not on camera? Well, the people are going to want to see you. If for those that are watching, you think they watch for me? What do you think?
The camera go down?
Yeah,
oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. There we go. Okay, gotcha. Now we'll get Anthony on the screen. Everybody relax. And also, more importantly, perhaps in the long term, I can see Anthony. That's an important detail. Yeah. But what song was that? I kind of like the vibe.
Painted Black, Rolling Stones.
Oh, I feel like I should know that one.
That's my jam right there.
I see that. Okay. Well, that's how we're starting our Friday.
Yes.
And you better enjoy the show while it lasts, because we're only on until 5:30 today. Yes, 5:30 before we Anthony, don't look too excited.
No, Craig, you don't sound too excited, man.
I'm excited for Maryland football tonight.
Oh,
that's
okay,
all.
Okay,
that's
okay.
All. Yeah. I mean, you look like you were excited to get off of work and not give the people a full show. And I'm just like, let's go Turtles.
No, I want to watch the Terps. So I'm more than excited to, you know, watch our guys go out there and try to get a dub.
All right, so we got that coming up at 5:30. So here's how the show's going to look. We're going to talk about the Commanders-Cardinals game. We're going to do that for like 7-8 minutes here off the top. Then we're going to take your calls on a Finish Friday where you tell us what's going to happen on Sunday. That's right. We get your predictions Finish Friday style at 301-230-0980. At 4:30, we're going to go around the NFL. Typically, we do that at 5:30, but we still got to get all our picks in, preview all the games. And then our pick six will happen at 5 because the show's not on at 6 because of the Terrapins. And so we will do our pick six at 6.
I got one thing to tell you. It's not the Terrapins. It's Virginia Tech.
Oh, it's the Hokies tonight.
Yes.
Why do you think it was the Terps?
Hokies.
Probably because it's our station.
Yeah.
And typically Maryland the Hokies tomorrow. Are over on 106.7.
Yep.
Go Hokies! I've been exposed. I knew that we were done working at 5:30. And let's be honest. Everyone can relate to getting off early on a Friday. It doesn't happen to us very often.
It doesn't.
Occasionally during the Wizard season, we get off a whole 15 minutes early.
March Madness, we've had one day off before.
March Madness Friday, we get the whole day off. That is our one. Well, Thursday, we get it too. Those are our 2 days a year. The afternoon show does not get cut off by day baseball. It does not. We don't get some of the stuff that occasionally some other shows and on other stations or on other stations do.
Nope.
And I think that's okay to say out loud. People are allowed to be happy for us, Anthony.
Yes.
That's what I think. All right. People want me to talk about the football game. But I'm gonna start by asking you a question, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
What is the most intriguing part of this game for you on Sunday? Like, what do you think is the key matchup on Sunday?
The key matchup?
Yeah, like, really what I'm going for is, like, which side determines whether they win on Sunday?
Oh,
the offense or the defense?
It's going to be the offense. No question. No question. No ifs, ands, or buts. The last two games, they've been very efficient. They've executed. Last game in particular, they didn't get behind on the sticks, so we were able to, you know, sustain drives and keep those going. And when your offense is clicking on all cylinders, I just feel as though it's really going to be hard to – and we're scoring actual touchdowns instead of kicking field goals. I think it's going to be hard to, you know, lose a game like that. Disregarding, I guess, what the defense does if your offense is clicking that well.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I think the thing for me, though, is I don't expect the offense to continue to play this well. Like, I think it's unreasonable for them to continue to play this well. I think that you have to just expect there's going to be some level of regression to the mean, right? There's going to be some turnover. There's going to be some, certainly punt. Like, there's just no way. They haven't had a turnover or a punt in back-to-back games. That has never happened in the Super Bowl era.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to make it 3 in a row, which means they've gone back-to-back twice in a row, something that's never happened. They're just going to do again. And so I think for me, like we always start the show with what's at stake, right? And for me, what's at stake today or on Sunday is this defense proving that they're along for the ride, that that this is kind of the first checkpoint in the experiment. Not that I think if it fails that it is a failed experiment forever, but I do think four games is enough to go, okay, can we see real, like, can everybody see progress? It's one thing for me or for someone especially as nuanced, you know, with an eye as Logan, to watch the defensive tape and be like, okay, I see some stuff coming along, but they still gave up 33, right? It was Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. Like, to an extent, that's the NFL. I taped my Friday hit with DC News Now earlier today. Spoiler alert, that's not live. I'm not up with Derek Forrest talking about sports at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. I think anyone that listens to the show long term knows I'm never up at 11 o'clock for any night. But the point being, Derek was like, you know, what do you make of the defense considering, yeah, you can say it was Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, but there's always another Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And I was like, yeah, like Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison are really good. They're not Burrow and Chase, but his point also holds some level of truth that you're facing the best in the world. And so to just expect a week where, I don't know, you face the New York Giants, who still, by the way, have Daniel Jones, who finally looked like at least something close to himself versus this team, and then Malik Nabers, who seems like he's the next Ja'Marr Chase. You can't just rely on the opponent not being very good. And so with it not being Burrow and Chase, with it being a more pedestrian, albeit very dangerous and potent NFL offense, who did score 40 points 2 weeks ago in the Rams, do we see real results that it doesn't take a nuanced eye to see on defense? Like, that to me is the what's at stake thing that I am watching this weekend.
I mean, I think that's a good point. Just because, again, Joe Witt, you know, he did try things last week against a Joe Burrow and a Ja'Marr Chase. He was able to, you know, I think Burrow was able to see through those disguises. You know, when the safety was coming down, granted, Kwan was like tipping his disguise like too early.
Sure.
His coverage. So Joe was able to, you know, all right, pre-snap, know where to go. And we're not going to go against, you know, quarterbacks of his IQ every week in and week out. And the fact that they have that kind of chemistry. So I think that is a valid point that you raise about, you know, not facing Joe and Ja'Marr week in and week out.
Like, also, okay, so if you perform like you do against Ja'Marr and Joe, if you perform at that level against not that caliber, will you still give up 25, 26 points probably to an NFL offense? Like, that's not a great outing.
Yeah.
It's not awful. You're not giving up 33, but like, it's still not good. And so that's the thing for me is like, okay, this is much closer to an average, slightly above average NFL offense. Can you impose your will for stretches of the game? Can you not? Because like, the Bengals also did not punt. So I would like to know who the punt returner is this week. And we'll see. Like, Jamison Crowder, if he's not up, it's probably Olamide Zaccheaus. If Crowder's up, it'll probably be Crowder. But, like, I want to know because I want them to catch a punt. That's keys to the game. Catch a punt. Maybe I'll put one of those guys in the pick six. Just as if to say, hey, can one of these guys get on the field, even if it's a fair catch, even if the final stats say zero returns, can I get a punt returner on the field on Sunday? And if you do that, now the offense doesn't have to be perfect. They have been. That's why you're 2-1. But you can't win games. If you could sustainably win games by never punting and never turning the football over, that'd be a cool trick.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Nah.
And it's not going to happen in a new offense as great as Kliff has been so far. It's not going to happen with a rookie quarterback as great as Jaden has been so far. It's just unsustainable to expect that. And so the defense has to come to the party this week. And then I think, like, you know, the what's at stake part of it, right, is if they do, if the defense comes to the party this week, in some fashion, they show up with a tiny hat. It's like, did you bring a gift? No. Okay. Well, at least, hey, your presence is a present, right? If they come to the party this week, now we can start talking about this team as contending for a division. Now we can start talking about this team of like, oh, and of course, if they win, now we're starting to talk about, okay, can this team be something this year? And what does that mean in the long term? Because all of a sudden, Adam Peters needs to maybe kick up the pace a year, a la what Houston did. which is going great for them, by the way. But you need to start thinking about maximizing the number of years you can really legitimately compete while your quarterback is on the rookie quarterback contract, instead of being like, ah, okay, let's aim everything at year three. Maybe you start picking up the pace a little bit this offseason. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back here on the Team 980, your calls, 301-230-0980. It's a Finish Friday. Anthony and I will pick the games or pick the Commanders game coming up later on in the show. But next, you get to need your score and what you think the key to the game is on a Finish Friday next.